Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Siski. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock fires over to first and Keogh drops the ball. That's an error on Keogh. Kaline moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. There goes White. The throw from Lau to second, and White is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veal scores. Keene moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Martin moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 0 in the game. Siski hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Veal moves to second. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0 for 1 in the game. Suski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris is walked intentionally. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keogh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Kaline scores. Harris moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.